eating Swedish fish
in the morning.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth's Max, Mad Scientist.
Oh, goodness. It is Detroit Blue. Trying to figure out what is going on and why Earth's Max is eating Swedish fish at 10 a.m.
Listen, okay, all right. So I got a bag of Swedish fish minis, right? Family size. And it's been sitting at my desk, like tightly sealed. And I was like, oh, let me dig in this bag of Swedish fish. And like, oh, shit, this thing is flame in the morning. And so it put me in the mood. So I was like bopping to the music and I was about to bust some rhymes. And I realized, like, oh, shit, I'm on air. So you got a little bit of a little bit of entertainment. Now, I'm not, you know what? I'm not even going to lie. Okay, now with the Swedish fish, I was actually introduced to them by someone, and because she eats Swedish fish, and she's like, nah, you need to get some of these Swedish fish because these things flame. I'm like, well, I never had it. And I had it for the first time, and I'm like, oh man, these things are flame. So I bought a bag of family size Swedish fish, and you know, the rest is history. So I'm bopping to my Swedish fish. So good. What's going on with you, Detroit Blue?
Oh goodness, I am not up at the crack of dawn eating candy this morning.
Look, why you gotta judge my life? Why you gotta do that? That's messed up.
Oh, how was your weekend? Did you have a great weekend?
My weekend has been very good. I had a very good weekend. Of course, I streamed Cyberpunk 2077. I did that on Friday, actually. So you guys have, if you have not seen the live stream on Friday, I would definitely do a live stream today. It is on YouTube, so all you got to do is subscribe to the Orange Phoenix channel. I will be streaming a whole lot more, definitely. Now, I will be alternating between YouTube and Twitch, but I will do a YouTube live stream today. And I will do a Twitch stream on Tuesday. So just to let you guys know. So I will say around 5 p.m. Eastern, I will be live streaming Cyberpunk 2077. And you can also look at the Friday's live stream too. So I've been knocking that out, playing a good bit of side missions because I love, you know, doing stuff at night because the city at night is just gorgeous. And I love Cyberpunk futuristic type stuff, like I don't know, you haven't seen Altered Carbon. Have you ever seen Altered Carbon, Detroit?
No, I have not seen Altered Carbon.
Oh Jesus, you know, okay.
Come on, it's now. We're not gonna do that.
It's not an atrocity because it's a newer series. Netflix unfortunately canceled it. I don't know why, but Anthony Mackie starred in the second season, and I forgot to add his name, but if you're familiar with Suicide Squad, this guy actually played Rick Flag, Colonel Flag, and Suicide Squad. So he's actually the main character in the first season. But there's also an anime style movie of Altered Carbon, which takes place in that same timeline. So you kind of like try to incorporate that or whatever. But it is very, very good. It definitely gives off Blade Runner vibes too. So I've been doing that. I noticed there's a couple of new Netflix shows that's showing up. Now, on Wednesday, Detroit, X-Men anime will be on Netflix and Wolverine. Just let you know on Wednesday. Just FYI.
You let me know. I think we talked about that briefly on Friday. So I am prepared for the fact that, you know, at some point this week, then I will have to make sure to go and look for that on Netflix.
Right. So there's another show called Alice in Borderland, which is an all-Asian cast. So I'm going to definitely check that out. And I will be writing about that on the January's edition of the Orange Phoenix magazine. And also will be giving a game review on Cyberpunk 2077 because I will be playing that a lot along with Street Fighter V. But now, Detroit, your weekend, has it been everything you wanted it to be?
My weekend, I think, was relatively chill. I had to do girl things. I had to get my hair done. And that kind of took a good portion. Washing, detangling, braiding. It was a lot, but I, you know, that was an important thing that needed to get done. So that got done. Hung out. My mother is a huge action movie person, and she's the one that usually braids my hair. So she had not seen Six Underground. She had not seen Spencer Confidential, and she had not seen Den of Thieves. So those were the primary movies that we watched on Saturday.
I love your mom. I'm gonna let you know. I love your mom. Like, but man, has she ever seen like any of the Expendables? I'm gonna stop at three, but just say one and two. Has she ever seen the Expendables one and two?
I will double check because I feel like when they were coming out, I feel like I talked to her about them and was telling her, hey, you should really, really, really go check those out. But I don't remember if she saw them. So I will definitely double check later today and I'll be able to let you know tomorrow on if she's in the Expendables. Okay. And if she has not, my mother is actually about to retire next month. So that will open up a lot of free time for her to catch up on a lot of action movies that she may not have gotten a chance to see. Look, I see Queen's Ransom said Expendables can be passed on.
First of all, you can ignore her and that statement, ma'am. Like, you can go ahead and ignore that altogether. Like, she's a hater, and I don't understand how you just... First of all, like, for the geek corner out there, man, why don't we just come on here and just spread that venom out there and spread all that negativity on a Monday? I'm just saying.
Yes. Once I have seen X-Men anime, then we will absolutely have a discussion on it. I am looking forward to that. But R-Smack, one thing that I saw, I know someone that has already seen the whole season because they had to do a write-up on it. But have you seen the trailer for Cobra Kai season 3? Because I know you're into that.
Yes, I have. And I am thoroughly, thoroughly excited about that. And yes, I will be doing an article on that as well. Season 3 of Cobra Kai. And I know we'll be talking about it as well. So I cannot wait for that thing to drop. 2021 is looking very, very good. But you know what? We're not going to say 2021 is our year. We're just going to walk in there and don't touch shit. That's what we're going to do with 2021.
Just casually, you know... Just cruise on in, have a seat, don't touch nothing.
Yeah, don't touch nothing. Don't touch anything. But yeah, I have seen the Cobra Kai season 3 trailer, and I'm very, very excited about that. But it is definitely a lot of movies now. If you like martial arts, Kung Fu Hustle is definitely in there too. The Grandmaster is definitely there. But yeah, I love your mom. She's an action junkie, and I like it.
She is. She absolutely... Like, as soon as Six Underground went off, when the, like, suggested movies popped up at the bottom, then she was just like, oh, what is this? Because it was Spencer Confidential. She's like, what is this? And decided to turn that on. And that was funny because I had watched all three movies, and I thought she had seen them, not realizing that she had not seen any of them yet.
Now, there is a movie with Charlize Theron. I forgot the name of it. Dang it, I forgot
the name. You're forgetting the names of these important things.
The Old Guard, that's what it is. It's The Old Guard. I would definitely recommend that to be checked out. It's about four undying warriors who secretly protected humanity for centuries to become targeted for their mysterious powers just as they discover a new immortal. So basically, they cannot die. And there's four of them, and they kind of like protect humanity against enemies or whatever, not against werewolves or anything like that, but they're just super soldiers that just can't die. Charlize Theron is one of them. And they found out, and they know when there's someone else out there that's undying because they got some kind of psychic link between them. But it is very much action-packed, very much female-driven. Top Gun said he watched it yesterday. So...
Another really, really good movie that I feel like a lot of people have not seen that I did, I'm not going to say it was great, but it was good and I enjoyed it. And it has an older cast, but it had some, it's a crime thriller, was The Good Liar.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
And The Good Liar has Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. And it is definitely where he's a con artist, thinking that, you know, he's gonna go off and get his next mark, and things turn out very differently.
Right. Hey, okay, okay. I'm gonna definitely check that out. And while we're on the movie and series news, we got a little bit of news for 2020, because 2020 struck again with, as you know, The Witcher Season 2 is soon to be, it's in filming, it's in production right now, and there was a lot of halt and multiple disruptions when it came to early 2020 because of the pandemic and everything like that. But Henry Cavill has injured himself. So, yeah, that, so it's another halt on that. And Henry Cavill does play the role of the Witcher. He injured his leg while on an assault course. Now, at the time, he was wearing a safety harness and 20 feet off the ground. Sources stated the incident didn't require an ambulance, but will affect Cavill's ability to wear the heavy armor required for his role on The Witcher. And a report from Deadline described it as a minor leg muscle injury, also stating Cavill will be sidelined for a short while, but The Witcher will continue production around him. It won't be for long, as the show will take time off for the holidays at the end of the year. So there's a little bit of a disruption with Henry Cavill. Just to let you guys know. Have you ever seen The Witcher, Detroit?
No.
Okay. It's actually... it's an acquired taste. If you like Game of Thrones, then you will like The Witcher. I will say that. And then Henry Cavill, man. He's winning, man. He's winning. He's Superman, for crying out loud.
He is Superman, so he is definitely up there. But I also haven't seen Game of Thrones. So there's that. Another, we're not even going there. I'm just going to keep going though. I don't think that I don't remember us talking about it, at least not in depth. So I do want to hear your thoughts just in case. Indiana Jones 5 in 2022 will star an 80-year-old Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford will be returning for at least one more movie in the Indiana Jones series. Yeah. What do you think about this?
Hey, it's Harrison Ford, man. I mean, if you want to do his thing, do his thing. You're going to take a lot of CG, facelifts, whatever the case may be. Unless he's passing the torch to someone else. And I'm thinking that's what it is. But I mean, if Disney got their hands on it and they want to do some things with it, okay, cool. I don't know about it. I'm skeptical. I'm like with everybody else in the geek corner. You know, PC says I refuse to watch Crystal Skull. Talker says I love Indiana Jones, but I'm the same way. I'm a little skeptical, Detroit. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm a little indifferent. Yes.
So Steven Spielberg, he directed all four of the other Indiana Jones. But supposedly he has already exited the movie, and James Mangold, who did Logan, is stepping in as a director and a screenwriter.
Oh. Okay.
So it apparently has been in development since 2016, and it's looking like it is on track to be released July of 2022.
Nice.
So, yeah. I am curious as to how we are going to pull off Indiana Jones doing some of the running and jumping and things that are generally required of the role.
Right.
At 80.
An 80-year-old man. Well, I put it like this. All right. So that kind of goes back to the Expendables, because I know I have explained that back in the 90s, these were your action stars. Wesley Snipes, Dolph Lundgren, Ivan Drago from Rocky IV. Jason Statham, Jet Li, all these action movies you used to watch back in the 90s. It was no way you can put them all in one movie and still be in budget. And no way. No way. So now, you know, you put all these action stars together where everybody have their shine. It's like the Avengers, but the Avengers with all the main action stars, old and new. So, like, as the story progresses, you add more action stars in there, but at the same time, you pass the torch to the newer action stars too. So it's kind of like, here's the ball, run with it. Because there's also been talks of a female Expendables, with some female action stars from back in the day, like Lucy Liu being one of them, Uma Thurman being another, you know? So that's also be a pretty dope thing to watch too. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but my favorite one is 2. Harrison Ford was in 3. And... Mm-hmm. You know, he looked kind of, looked kind of ragged a little bit.
Mm. And now he's going to be in his own movie.
Right.
Where he's supposed to take the lead. And as Top Gun said, there kind of was this alluding to the fact that the torch was supposed to be passed to his son in Crystal Skull. So I am curious as to, because this says he will star in it. This doesn't say Harrison Ford's going to appear. So this really sounds like Harrison Ford is about to take up a pretty decent portion and be a main character. So why is Indiana Jones not passing the torch on to his child? That is, I'll be very, very interested to see how that's going to go. And also, another bit of news that I know, if you've seen it, has excited you, is that they've already announced that season 3 of Mandalorian is going to get a Christmas 2021 release.
Hell yeah, man. Look, I am so happy about that. Like, I am a little bit mad that I got to wait a whole entire year. But, I think I have enough stuff to hold me over until the season 3 of Mandalorian, as far as Disney, as far as HBO Max goes. So I'm not that upset.
You've got another enough content that'll be rolling out throughout the year that you'll be okay.
I will be okay. I think, especially with Wonder Woman 1984 dropping on Christmas Day. You got other, like, maybe some other Star Wars series coming out. HBO Max definitely got Warner Brothers stuff coming out, Suicide Squad and all that. So I'm actually pretty cool with that. So I can wait. There's a lot of things that's dropping.
I say yes. That gives everybody something to, that you won't have to ask for that for Christmas, but that also means that everybody's got to be nice and not naughty. So that Santa will give you guys the Mandalorian season 3 without delay.
And that's why I am not touching anything in 2021. I'm going to just quietly go into 2021 and hey, how y'all doing? Kind of like that.
Right.
I ain't gonna go in there like I did 2020.
We all need to go into 2021 like our mothers are talking to us and our siblings before we go into the store. Look, correct. You don't go in here. You ain't got nothing. You ain't gonna get nothing. Don't touch nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So now we're gonna talk about Don Cheadle, man. Like, this cat is winning. Like, I know I talked about this last night with a couple of friends, but Terrence Howard got to be kicking himself in the ass. Got to be. Got to be, man.
I feel like that did not work out the way that he thought it was going to. He really thought that this whole thing was going to go very differently.
Yeah. And BC says Don Cheadle been winning since Fresh Prince. And a lot of people forget that Don Cheadle was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. A lot of people forget that.
He was.
So, basically, Don Cheadle has his own series called Armor Wars, which basically is a premise off the 7-issue storyline from Iron Man number 225 to 232, and it was published between 1987 and 1988. So, basically, without Tony Stark being there, Don Cheadle is the main character, where Tony Stark's technology is being stolen and used for, notorious means. And Don Cheadle is hunting these people down and, trying to get this armor back. And now in the storyline, it has Tony Stark enlisting the help of Rhodes and Scott Lang, which is known as Ant-Man. So you may see Ant-Man in Armor Wars. So Tony Stark is no longer there, but, you may get that Scott Lang. You may definitely get that. So Don Cheadle is definitely winning. I don't know what Terrence Howell was thinking. in the first Iron Man. Like, I don't know what he was thinking.
For some reason, he really thought at the time, because ultimately things changed, but he really thought at the time that he just should get more money and more clout and everything else. And that, no.
He should have did his research. Like, okay, as an actor, you do research on the part that you are playing, right? So if you know you're playing a comic book character, you need to get yourself a few comic books and read and know in the beginning, Rose wasn't the main character. He wasn't even a sidekick either, but he was definitely second to Iron Man when it comes to certain things. And then later on, he got his own comic. And then later on, he has a series where it focuses on him versus Tony. So if he would have stuck to his guns, man, he would have making money hand over fist. Like, Disney will be paying this man. But Don Cheadle's a better James Rose than Terrence Howard is, honestly.
Ultimately, I think that that was what made it easier for this shift to happen anyway, was the role would not have come across as well with Terrence Howard. Also, Don Cheadle has better, to me, better comedic timing.
Right.
So, in the course of the movies that have already come out, like, periodically, Don Cheadle has had, you know, some little one-liners, some little, you know, back and forth with Tony and stuff like that. And I remember from the first Iron Man, when Terrence Howard and Tony would kind of bicker,
yeah,
it came off as him being bitter and Tony, right, like, trying to poke fun at him. Tony Stark and War Machine, like, those two, like, Robert Downey Jr. And Don Cheadle going back and forth at it periodically with their little quips, it did seem funnier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not mad at it. It worked out better for the universe.
I think it did. Divine intervention. Divine intervention. So, okay, so next thing is Loki. So Loki's trailer showed a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of nothing.
Both of them.
Like, you know, I don't know if people understand how hard it is to actually show a lot of shit but nothing at all. So basically, that trailer recaps where Loki steals a Tesseract in Endgame and just teleports out of there. Now, also, BC says he said it's hard in the MCU for a pimp. He was referencing Terrence Howard.
Right. And yes, but, BC, there is a trailer dropped over the weekend for Loki.
Yes.
So definitely make sure to check that out, BC. Don't be left behind.
Please don't be left behind. The trailer is actually in the Geek Corner. So you can actually scroll down and actually check on that. So we did look at that. So he lands in the desert. And so he winds up in the Gobi Desert, has yet to be revealed. But it would make sense that his wayward traveling is a reflection of the fact that he's not really in command of the Tesseract's powers. That at least would be a refreshing change to a trope of usually powerful magical artifacts being used with great prowess by characters with no right to do so in movies and TV shows, actually fits in the MCU's misuse of Infinity Stones over the years. So you see, Loki is in involvement with the Time Variance Authority. You also see, it seems that there's a hint, there's a look at Black Widow sitting by herself. Did you catch that Detroit when you look at that trailer?
I did not. I'm gonna have to relook at it because, you know, that sounds like it's one of those Easter eggs that happened too quickly.
Right. So it also said Owen Wilson is actually in Loki, in the Loki series. There's possible appearances by Black Widow and Heimdall. Based on the first look, it's clear that Loki will retain chaos and mischievousness that made the title character so popular in the first place. Now, it will also hopefully explore Loki's place, it will identity and development following his loss in the Battle of New York. Finally, Loki also marks one of the first potential explorations of the Marvel multiverse. Loki may teleport halfway around the world to Mongolia at the start of the series, but stranger things are guaranteed to happen. So,
yes. That was the part that I was going to mention, because what I did notice, and then I started to look into it, was when Loki appeared when there was a brief shot of Loki that aired during the Super Bowl, showed him in a jumpsuit that says TVA, standing for the Time Variance Authority, which suddenly would give him the ability, which is supposed to be to monitor violations in the timeline, but that would also suddenly give him access to the chronology of storylines and things and all of that, because he clearly is putting on, you know, he's doing his chameleon thing and possibly jumping around into different, you know, different multiverses, different gaps of time. Like, yeah, this could get crazy. What I appreciated when I looked at the trailer was, it looks like they are not sparing any expense on Loki. It doesn't look like they are trying to drastically, you know, reduce the production quality. It looks like they're spending a lot of money on the production of this to keep it at the level that we are accustomed to of seeing Loki in the Thor movies and Avengers and all the other things he's appeared in.
Damn right. And because Disney has shit tons of money.
They do. They also own a ton of, you know, sound stages and equipment over generations. And so some of it don't even cost much because they just already got it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the monopoly, I wouldn't say a monopoly, that Disney has, that's a good choice of words. It's amazing what they can do. Like, all those sound stages, all those, everything they can do in a series, they can, you know, they can, well, everything they can do in a movie, they can make it as a series. So, like, say, for instance, worst case scenario, that these theaters may never open again, right? I think Disney Plus has it covered with these series. Mm-hmm. I think they have it. Because, I mean, really, the biggest cash cow in these movie theaters are the MCU movies. Like, no question about that. You know, I mean,
none.
The only time other movies been number one is when the MCU movie was not in the theater.
Like, like the Krogs right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's no way the Krogs would be number one. No way. If Ant-Man 3 was out.
Third weekend in a row. If Wonder Woman 1980, even if Wonder Woman 1984 was out, I don't think that this would have been the third week in a row. So without comic book movies at all in the mix, it does kind of open it up for other movies to get a chance.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I would definitely say that. I just realized that just now, that, you know, Marvel movies or comic book movies has taken over. Like, it's its own genre. And then the funny thing about it, Disney did this thing very smartly. Very smart. Because not only did they cater to comic book fans, they catered to fans that never read a comic book in their life. They don't know a thing about these people. But once they seen the movies, they were like, oh, I like that. Now, you know Kevin Feige, right?
Yes.
So I fell asleep on Daredevil last night, the movie. But Kevin Feige's name is in that Daredevil opening credits.
So okay.
He had his hand in Daredevil. Like, crazy. Now, what I will say is that I have not successfully finished season 3 of Daredevil, so I'm currently watching that. And I see the origins of Bullseye, or otherwise known as Poindexter. But that is so interesting to me, because I saw Kevin Feige's name going across the opening, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what? Like, really? Kevin Feige had his hands in this? Now, you know, I ain't want to go in that rabbit hole, but still. But Disney has done a phenomenal job.
I also see that Top Gun was asking if anybody had watched Safety, which is also on Disney Plus.
And BC says Safety is a lie.
Right. So I'm very confused. I know a couple people that know there's a kid, one of the younger kids in the movie is from Chicago. So I actually know quite a few people that know that kid. So I was going to watch it kind of as an effort to support the little Chicago kid, but Apparently, it's all a lie. It's all a lie about the guy out of Clemson and taking care of his little brother.
I don't even know the whole full story, but I have heard the player and his brother is the player and his brother is not a lie. But I guess maybe the story or how the story is being told is. If that makes sense, Detroit. But I mean, I've heard mixed reactions about safety. Like, I heard it was very good, and
I see what BC's is saying. So, I mean, if that's the case, because he's saying it's the feel-good part from Clemson, I mean, that's like blindside. Like, the blindside definitely was fluff on the fact that that wasn't really how the story... Yes, you know, Michael Orr was adopted or taken in by this family, and they absolutely helped him in some ways, but they didn't do all the wonderful and beautiful things that are portrayed in the movie. Screenplays get adjusted so that there's some warm and fuzzies in there. I can disregard that part.
Yeah, because BC says they pulled his scholarship and screwed him.
I'm sure, because it was a big program. You know, Clemson's a big program, and of course they're not, you know, just like, oh, you're busy taking care of your little brother, that's fine. So, hey. No, I think I could at least watch it to support the kid and the fact that, you know, Disney is trying to increase their movies about black people and with black leads, so that is a thing that I'm happy about. But we all can, you know, admit that the NCAA is not the space where they're just doing right by folks every day.
Right, right. And I'm with you 110%. Guys, I hope you guys enjoy your Monday. You already know how we feel about Mondays. You got to make Monday your bitch. That's how you attack the Mondays. Because a lot of people dread Mondays, Detroit. But we got to change that narrative. We got to change that dynamic where you look forward to Mondays and just attack it and make it your own. So, of course, we will be back tomorrow morning. I am so happy, Detroit, because my fresh new hoodie came in the mail. I got fresh Gambit hoodie on right now. It is raining outside, so I am cooling the game.
And you know what?
What's up?
I'm normally pro hoodie, but apparently the button up game is underrated.
Yes, it is.
So, yes. You know, I'm still pro, you know, I'm still on the hoodie. Like getting the hoodie is definitely a thing that needs to be done, but also I am venturing into you know rocking his button up is also the way to go.
Okay,
so there's at least got to be a mix. So unfortunately that means that guys might end up with at least two shirts missing out their closet, a hoodie and a button up.
Yes. Now, listen, there's nothing wrong with the button-ups. And what she means by that is when your lady steals your button-ups and wear it because it's oversized, yep. Right? So she's wearing a button-up and nothing else. Just legs out, button-ups, you know. It's slightly unbuttoned. So there you go. You know, you can steal see? I was going to say, you can steal the button-up all day. Hoodie? Nope. See? So the button up is a little bit more sexy because you got a hoodie on, you don't see nothing. You're just covered up in the hoodie. However, you do get that perfume smell on your hoodie, so you got that. So
yes. It smells like sunshine and flowers and all the beautiful things in the world.
Yes, and rainbows and unicorns.
Yes.
Because matter of fact, my girl left her dress here, and I was washing clothes. I'm like, this is a sweatshirt. Oh, this is a skirt. And I ain't gonna lie, I did took a whiff. I'm like, this is sunshine and rainbows. This is exactly what it is.
Exactly.
So
I don't understand the problem.
Tom Gunn says, don't put that on.
Please don't put the dress or the skirt, whatever. Don't put that on. Never. Don't wear it.
I will never.
Just hold that until she returns. Don't put it on. But essentially for the sake of the lady, yes, the hoodie is warm and comfortable and and secure and safe, but the button up is also, it's a look that he will appreciate, and you can still smell like.
Hey, there you go. I'm waiting on one more hoodie.
Hold up.
So, obviously, you washing clothes, and if you washing clothes, you might have a mix between clean and dirty. Or sometimes, especially if you got everything else in one pile, so you might have to take a whiff or whatever the case may be. But I didn't rather have to lean in and sniff it because, you know, the perfume scent was already trailing already, so it was already out there. That's what we confessing on Global State. I don't care.
So, because also you just concerned me because I'm like, no. If in the dirty clothes, if a shirt that I just like tried on once and then I decided, no, I'm not wearing this today, if that accidentally gets thrown in amongst a pile of dirty clothes,
yeah,
I'm just going to treat it like it's dirty and it's just getting washed again.
Okay, so here's what happened. So last week I was washing clothes. And her dress was like on top of my suitcase for whatever reason. I don't know what it was. But as I was putting clothes in a washing machine, I'm like, what is that smell? Like, something smell real sweet. My air freshener, that, you know, that automatic air freshener that shoots out, I ran out. So I knew it wasn't that. And it wasn't that particular scent because I have like the orange blossom or Hawaiian joint. So it didn't smell like that. And I'm like, what is that scent? And so I was like smelling it. I'm like, boom, that's the dress. I'm like, oh shit, she left the dress here. So that's what it was. So when I say I sniffed, I didn't like lean in and like just took a whiff of it. That's like the scent was already out there and I smelt it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the dress.
Gotcha.
Oh wow. Cute white chick scene. Wow. Wow. You know, I hear crapping on me, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. I saw it. I see, like, we having like an off air chat going on, but Detroit, why?
I'm
very interesting, very interesting.
So the point is that, you know, there has been, you know, you've remarked on the fact that I am always trying to promote women, you know, being hoodie bandits and grabbing the hoodie.
Correct.
But I will also now be promoting that women should grab the button ups as well.
So yes, I'm a strong advocate for that.
I'm just a strong advocate
for the button ups.
Yep.
You have my support for that.
Ladies, get the button ups and the hoodies.
No, I wouldn't say in the hoodie. But yeah, the button ups for sure. For sure. You can get the button ups. Nothing wrong with the button-ups. Nothing wrong with the button-ups. Because lately, I haven't worn my button-ups in quite some time, obviously because of the pandemic, but I mean, I got quite a few button-ups in the closet, so there you go. Have at it. But yeah, don't forget to follow us at Orange Phoenix Media on Instagram. Do not forget to follow us at Orange 17 Phoenix on Twitter. Do not forget to join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. Because there's been a lot of discussion going on, especially with all these upcoming movies and series and stuff like that. So very much open discussion, a lot more discussion based than before. Because I know we post a lot of memes and stuff for the meme harvest, and we still do that. But we having a lot more discussion posts altogether. So also do not forget to subscribe to our magazine, Orange Phoenix Magazine. Just go to www.patreon.com/Orange. Phoenix, and do not forget your hoodies, your t-shirts, your mugs, all kinds of art on tpublic.com. All you gotta do is click on the link in our bio on Instagram, click on apparel, boom, you got your stuff. Now allow 9 to 10 days to actually get your stuff. Now since it's the holidays and since it's the pandemic, it may take a little bit longer. So if you order stuff now, it will be 30% off as of right now, but after Christmas or very shortly after Christmas, you will probably get your items. Well, you would definitely get your items. I'm sorry. And also, our Zazzle account. If you want to go to our Zazzle account and get an Orange Phoenix watch, and you can actually personalize your band, you can actually go ahead and do that as well. And we will see you on Tuesday morning. That is Taco Tuesday, because I will definitely go get some tacos and do some Christmas shopping tomorrow after the show. So can't wait for that.
But don't eat all the Swedish fish this morning, okay?
Oh, let's see. Let me look. Yeah. Okay. I might. Yeah. Good ass Swedish fish, man. That's all I'm telling you. Good ass Swedish fish. Smack.
We will see y'all tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all, you guys have a good one, and gals have a good one. Remember what we said, make Monday your bitch. Until next time, peace.
Hoodies and button-ups.
And Swedish fish.
But also hoodies.
Swedish fish. Get the last word.